calls.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Wednesday morning, here on Juneteenth. Some of you may be home today. Some of you may have the day off. Some of you may not realize that it's a federal holiday, so no school, no banks, no mail, all of that stuff. This, all of the usual things associated with a federal holiday. And if you are unfamiliar with the idea of Juneteenth, well, there are some programs that are going on that can help to educate you on that. But basically, it's in recognition of the end of slavery in America. And so named because although we celebrate it on June 19th, because that's the date that's believed to have reached the last people in Galveston, Texas, the news of emancipation in 1865. But that it took a while for everybody to really get the word, and it happened in different times and different places, so they just kind of bring it all together as Juneteenth. And you can see why to black folks, but to a lot of people, this is viewed just as importantly as Independence Day, as the 4th of July. Some people will celebrate with, you know, cookouts and parties and things of that nature. Other people will consider it a more solemn day. It all depends on how you want to observe it, but today is the day to do so. And then also, we got the final word yesterday from the city of Boston that the Patriots parade, as you heard Phil mention, it will be on Friday at 11 a.m. Stepping off from TD Garden. Well, that's where the duck boats are going to roll out from. And if you haven't been to one of these rolling rallies before, they are, you know, from what I've seen, I've never attended one myself, but they're a good time. But the important thing is to celebrate responsibly. And you heard Phil mention, you know, no alcohol. You can't have open containers. But nobody says that you can't go to the rolling rally and then spend the rest of the day hitting up all the bars on Causeway, right? Just again, drink responsibly. And it will be carried on television if you don't have the chance to make it down there. I saw something that, you know, NBC Sportsnet will be carrying it. So, and there has also been a lot of talk the last couple of days. Well, last night and this morning I saw it, but a lot of people who are now discussing, are the Celtics the next NBA dynasty, or are they just the next one-and-done championship team? And I think things look good for it to be an ongoing thing, that they'll be in contention. And I would expect them to be at least in the conference finals again next year. So if you haven't been a Celtics fan, if you've, you know, kind of tuned them out for a while, jump back on the bandwagon. There's plenty of room for you. Got an app chat message during the news from His in Wareham. It's either His or H-I-S. I apologize if you wanted to go by the letters. But His says, Mary is correct about the check cashing charge, even though the check was issued by that bank. I forget at which bank I experienced this. I mean, I remember going to banks before with a check that somebody had cut me and saying, I'd like to cash this check. But I would go there because if I went to my bank and put it in, it would take a couple of days for it to clear and I wanted the cash. So I would go to the bank and say, can you cash this check for me? And they would, because, you know, sometimes you want to make sure the check's going to clear, you know? So I would go to the bank, and I remember doing this at, if I don't want to say which bank it is because I'm not exactly sure. I believe it was Rockland Trust. At the time, I was a member of Plymouth Savings. And the two banks are right next to, or were right next to each other in East Wareham. And I went over and I said, I would like to cash this check and just get the cash for it. I forget how much it was for. It wasn't much. And they said, well, are you a member here? And I said, no, I'm not, but the check is from here. So that's why I came here. And they told me, they didn't give me the option of paying a $6 charge. To be honest with you, I probably would have paid it. But instead, they told me I just couldn't cash it there, that I had to deposit it in my own bank. And that the other option was I could open an account there, and then the funds would be available immediately. It was like, well, I'm not starting an account here over a, I don't know, it's probably like a $200 check at the most. So I ended up having to go to my bank and deposit it at my bank. And, you know, thankfully it cleared, but I was a little upset that I went to the bank that it was issued from and could not draw the cash from that person's account. And to be honest with you, to this day, I still don't even understand the things that you're charged for and not charged for at the bank. I don't know what my bank will do for me for a fee or for not a fee or if they even do it. I showed up there one time looking to get something notarized. Oh, we don't do that. Well, I thought that you did. When I opened the account, they told me that was one of the things that you do. Well, not anymore. What? I've gone there before to get money orders and been told I had to pay for the money order. Well, why did I come to the bank if I have to pay for a money order? I can. You want to charge me $3 for the money order? I can go get a money order for $1.79. So that's, maybe I just don't do enough banking. I basically just get direct deposit and then spend the money. Pay the bills, you know, all that stuff. I will say that it has become a lot simpler than it was to do things online and to have online banking and to connect it to all these different things, you know, connect your bank account to Venmo and all those things. You know, it used to be that you had to wait days for it to go in. Now you can get it instantly. They're going to charge you a little bit, but you can get it instantly. So banking is getting better, but the more technology we have associated with it, the more I worry about how much easier it is to hack. I think that there's a lot of people out there who have acquiesced to the idea of using a bank. I know someone who for years refused to have a bank account. Refused. He would get his paycheck. He would go to one of those check cashing places, pay a fee to have them cash the check so that he could have the money in cash and then take the cash home and you know, hide in coffee cans or whatever. And I said, whatever it is that you're afraid of the bank doing, I'd be more afraid of the check cashing place. But he did that for years until finally they wouldn't cash his checks anymore. And he had to get a debit card because he had to have a card associated with something or other, his cell phone bill or something or other. And so he finally went, but he only uses the bank to go to the bank on Friday or wherever when he gets paid because he won't do direct deposit. Deposits his check. And then we'll come back on like Monday or Tuesday, whenever it's cleared, and take the cash out. And he just keeps the minimum amount in the account so that they don't charge him a fee for not having money in the account. When it comes time to pay his cell phone bill, on the day that the phone bill is due, he goes to the bank or whatever the bill is that he pays with the card, whatever one it was that told him he had to pay by debit card. He goes down there. He puts the cash in the bank. He calls them and makes the payment. Won't do it online. Calls them and makes the payment over the phone. And then doesn't have anything else in the account except the minimum until the next time he has to put money in to pay the... It's insane to me. It's insane. I don't know how anybody can live. I can't. I don't carry cash on me at all anymore. And I used to be like, okay, well, I've got to stop at the ATM because I'm going out with friends. We're going to get a check. One check. I'm going to have to chip in. I'm just going to get cash so that I can do that. And now, like with Venmo and things like that, you don't even need to do that. You can just send it to the person who's going to put it on their card. I never liked being the person that said, well, I'll put my card down. Everybody else give me cash, because I never remember to take that cash and put it back in the bank. I end up spending it because I think I have cash in my pocket. So let me pull this cash out. And then I'll go to the bank to put it back in and be like, where'd all that cash go? So the good thing about the Venmo is you can get that instantly and put it right back into your bank. And I get why people do it. I was not anti-Venmo, but like I just didn't understand it at all at first. And then once I started to, I was like, oh, I get this now. And it's great for record keeping. I can keep track of everything. It's easier to keep track of things in there than it is in my bank app. Pay my rent through it. It's great. But it took some convincing for me. But there's little bits of charges and stuff associated with all of this that, you know, adds up for the companies and probably adds up for you as well. But I don't think I could ever go back to... I mean, there was a time when I never had less than $500 in my pocket. I would get my paycheck from work. I would cash it with my boss. He would just have me sign the check back over to him and he would give me the cash. And then I just had cash in my pocket every day. And that's how I lived for years. I could never imagine doing that now. I'd be too nervous about losing it, getting mugged, having it just fall out of my pocket. I don't use a wallet, so I got to take everything out of my pocket every day. And what I do is I put on my new pair of pants or shorts the next day and take the stuff out of the pockets from the day before and put it in there. I'm the least organized person in the world. Someone actually thought yesterday that I was probably super organized, and that person's listening right now, thought that I was super organized and ahead of things. You don't know me at all. I am never organized and I am never on top of things. But with the convenience, with the modern conveniences, you can cover a lot of those faults. But you got to pay for it too. Unless you're Mary, then you just say, I'm not leaving this bank until you cash this check and I'm not paying you to cash it. And then you get your way. I wonder if that's going to work at other places and for other things. It's remember Alice's restaurant, you know? If one people does it, they'll think they're crazy. If two people do it, well, we won't say what that one was. But if three people do it, three people roll in singing in harmony, they're going to think it's a movement. So I don't know. Maybe this movement can eliminate the check cashing fees for you. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Let me take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. Little boy meets girl action there. Welcome back in. We'll take more of your calls coming up, 508-996-0500. But I treated myself last week on Friday. I went to the butcher shop, got some octopus to have for lunch and dinner on Friday. I got a large, so I didn't finish it all for lunch, so I had the rest for dinner. But I also got myself, because I've been hearing Eric talk about them. I've seen them in the butcher shop. I've been wanting to have one. I got myself a tomahawk steak. And oh my God, was it some of the best meat I've ever had. It was fantastic. And that's what's great about the butcher shop, is you are getting delicious, high quality stuff at right around the same price you're paying in the grocery store. Probably in a lot of cases, a little bit cheaper. But it's better quality, better cuts, and you have the ability to say, I want this, I want that. Can you do it this way? Can you do it that way? And the Pinaretta family over there will accommodate you. And just looking around the store, there were so many great things. I mean, seriously, I wanted to bring home everything. But the rice pudding, freshly made, looked fantastic. The linguica and the casserole, which they make in-house, just hanging right there. I was like, I want to eat that now. And if you've never been to an actual butcher shop, you don't know the difference in the quality of meat between that and what you get in the supermarket. So stop by the butcher shop, 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford, and experience it for yourself. You don't have to get the big tomahawk like I did, and I'm still eating it. I probably have another 2 pounds of it left to go. But you don't have to get the whole tomahawk. You can get things like sirloins. You can get ribeyes. You can get Terrace Major. You can get celebrity pork chops. A woman who was there got 2 big, thick celebrity pork chops while I was there. They asked, how would you like them cut? And she said, the thicker, the better. And they were able to give her exactly what she wanted, because you're getting it cut there in front of you by the butcher. So stop in the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, and experience it for yourself. Everything from steak to soccer balls and everything in between at the butcher shop. All right, well, we're going to be going into the news with Phil. When we come back on the other side, we can take more of your calls at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But right now, let's turn things over to Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
Biden announces a path to citizenship for 500,000 undocumented people. New York's top court rejects Trump's appeal bid, and a sleep habit change to boost mental health.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden is announcing a new plan providing a pathway to citizenship to about 500,000 undocumented spouses married to U.S. citizens. Biden said he wants those immigrants to put their skills to work in America.
Ask elected officials. They know it's good for American business. They know it's good for the American economy. They know it's good for America, period.
The program applies to immigrants who've been living in the country for at least a decade. The Biden administration says the majority of those affected would be Mexicans. The Trump campaign calls the move mass amnesty and a power grab for votes. Immigrant officials say they expect legal challenges to the action. Congress is moving forward on another sale of weapons to Israel. 2 top Democrats had been holding up the sale due to concerns over how Israel was using the weapons, citing indiscriminate bombing and the 37,000 deaths in Palestine. On Tuesday, both Democrats approved the $18 billion weapons package, which includes 50 F-15 fighter jets and air-to-air missiles. New York's top court is rejecting a bid to hear Donald Trump's appeal of the gag order in his hush money case. Jacqueline Carl reports.
The New York Court of Appeals declined to hear the bid upon the ground that no substantial constitutional question is directly involved. This means the gag order imposed on Trump not to talk or post about jurors, witnesses, and others involved in the Manhattan Supreme Court case will remain in effect. Trump campaign spokesman Stephen Chung responded by saying the order wrongfully silences the former president at the height of his campaign, and they'll continue to fight against the order. Trump was found guilty last month on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. Jacqueline Carl, NBC News Radio, New York.
The red-hot housing market may finally be showing signs of a cool down. Rory O'Neill reports.
Home prices are rising at the slowest rate in nearly a year and a half. Redfin reports home prices climbed 0.3 point month over month in May. That's the smallest increase since January of last year. Prices are up 7.2% year over year, but now show signs of plateauing. Higher mortgage rates and an increase in new home listings are slowing the price gains. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Today is Juneteenth. Today's observance, the third time millions of Americans are getting a paid day off as the nation commemorates the end of slavery in the United States. It was after the Civil War on June 19, 1865, when Major General Golden Granger and his 2,000 Union troops arrived in Galveston Bay, Texas, and proclaimed that more than 250,000 enslaved black people in Texas were free. Baseball Hall of Famer Willie Mays is dead at the age of 93. He passed away Tuesday afternoon. The Say Hey Kid played 20-plus years, most of them with the San Francisco Giants, and was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1979. And there's bad news for night owls out there. A new study out of Stanford University shows that going to bed late is bad for your mental health. Researchers found that going to bed by 1 a.m. can reduce the risk of developing depression and anxiety, regardless of your chronotype. That's your preferred sleeping time, whether it's rising with the sun or going to bed late. They don't know why, but they found that people who get up early and make the most of daylight hours have the best mental health. Researchers say regardless of when you go to bed, 7 to 9 hours of sleep is optimum.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Blue Jays in Toronto 4-3. One more game in the series tonight. First pitch just after 7. And the Boston Celtics will celebrate their historic 18th NBA championship with a parade Friday morning. Celtics players will board Boston's famous duck boats for the rolling rally, kicking off at 11.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Look for tons of sunshine today. We'll still continue the heat and humidity. Look for a high today in the South Coast of about 85. For tonight, partly cloudy, your low near 65. And for Thursday, the first day of summer, it's going to be warm and humid with a high near 87. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. And that was a very interesting story that Phil had regarding getting enough sleep. As someone who for years survived on 4 hours of sleep a night and then, you know, maybe an hour or two nap during the day, at least an hour, preferably two, between jobs. But I was convinced that I was fine, that I could survive on 4 hours of sleep a night. That's all that I need. But it turns out that was not all that I needed. That's just what I had convinced myself was what I needed. And that's why I thought it was very interesting to talk about how it is bad for your mental health. I can say that it certainly was bad for mine. I was an angry person all the time. And I thought that it was based on my life circumstances, you know, being in a job I didn't like, not really having my career going and things like that, that were making me angry all the time. And I thought that it was that. Because I'm really, I mean, this might come as a surprise to people that deal with me here, but I'm not really angry, Tim, here like I used to be at my cooking jobs. And I was just like, that's because I'm doing something that I love and I enjoy my job and I like going to work. And but, you know, the last 2 days, I barely got any sleep. I only slept about 4 hours Sunday into Monday and then 4 hours Monday into Tuesday just because of circumstances. Celtics winning the championship being part of it, but I only slept 4 hours and I was like, that's fine. I'll be fine. But yesterday I was so angry and irritable about everything. And I felt tired and I just, everything was making me snap. I was actually driving somewhere and I was kind of like having road rage to myself in the car. And when I got home and sat down in my chair and started like thinking about things, I said, you know what? That lack of sleep brought back angry Tim. I was in a bad mood all day and everything was setting me off because I didn't get enough sleep. That's all that it was. My day was no different than any other day. I was just tired and that made me cranky. A lesson that we learn when we're babies. But yet I didn't think was a problem. So last night I went to bed a little bit earlier, got about 6.5 hours sleep, and I feel a lot better. And I'll try to get even a little bit more tonight to try to catch up a bit, but which, by the way, is not a real thing. You can't exchange some hours for another hour. You're just going to get yourself exhausted, and then when you're exhausted, you've got to sleep until you're not exhausted anymore. That's how it works out. It's not a mathematical formula. Well, if I only slept 6 hours tonight and I sleep 9 hours tomorrow, that'll make up for... No. But yeah, so if anybody encountered me and I was cranky and irritable yesterday, I apologize. It's my fault for not getting enough sleep. Should have been in a better mood with the Celtics winning Banner 18. 508-996-0500. It is amazing, too, that when we talk about mental health, I don't know about you, but I tend to think a lot about the big picture concepts behind that. I think about things like mental illness, long-term mental health effects. I don't think about just the little tiny things like being tired one day makes you cranky and irritable. But then that goes and affects the relationships that you have with all the other people that you encounter during that day. So if I was, you know, short with somebody yesterday, their whole perception of me may have changed based on the fact that I was tired. So you've got to keep an eye on your mental health. You don't have to go overboard about it. You know, if you're a little bit tired today, you don't have to take the day off of work and call in over it. But you do have to make sure that you go home and you go to bed a little bit earlier, or you take a nap when you get home. And I got home about 5:30 and I said, oh, good, I can take a nap. And then I said, nope. If I do, I'll never go to bed, and then I'll just be even worse in this situation. So I stayed awake, kept myself from dozing off in the chair. And then about 10 o'clock, said, all right, now it's time to go to bed. By 10:30, I was out like a light. Woke up at 4, felt a lot better. In fact, I did that thing where you wake up and you look at the clock and you're like, oh, I could sleep like another hour at 3. And that was glorious to me. So anyway, yes, keep an eye on your mental health, especially if you are a night owl. But man, I do miss the days of being up all night long. Being able to just go to bed whenever I felt like it. Watching late night TV. Being able to go out to places and be the only person on the road. I used to just love driving around late at night. Just getting in the car and playing the music that I wanted to listen to and just driving around down dark, windy roads. Just me and the music and my thoughts. That was fun. That was for my mental health. But I don't know how I would feel about that these days. I'd probably be like, oh, I should be home. I should be sleeping. There's something else I could be doing. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemail on the WBSM app. I had mentioned earlier that we have the Bruce in the USA giveaway going on at WBSM.com and on the app. We also have all this week tickets to see Janet Jackson and Nelly at TD Garden coming up on June 28th. You could be going to that show. You can still get tickets from LiveNation.com, but if you want to enter to win a pair, you can do that on our website, on our app. We've been picking winners all week long, so if you are a winner, Casey has emailed you, and you just send back the paperwork. You can sign it electronically, and she'll send you your tickets digitally. You don't even have to come down to the station. You do if you win the Bruce and the USA tickets. Those are physical tickets that you need to come here to pick up. But these Janet Jackson tickets are virtual tickets. Makes it so much easier. You can be off enjoying the show. And even if you don't want to go and you want to give them to somebody else, you can just transfer them to their account. It's the future. The future of events. The future of ticketing. And if you'd like to enter to win, do so now. We will pick a winner. I usually pick somebody right after I get off the air and send all the info over to Casey for her to contact them. And then she usually gets to them within a couple of hours, depending on what her work schedule is like for the day. And of course, Tim's tickets all summer long are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits on Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy and where you can go down to all their exciting pop-up tasting events and all kinds of other things they have going on. And they love concerts over at Stevie's, and that's why they're helping us with this ticket giveaway all summer long. And sometimes they even have tickets themselves to some of these events to give away in raffles and other drawings over there. So you can increase your chances of winning by stopping by Stevie's and seeing what they have going on. Right now, though, I've got a commercial going on. I've got to go to that. We'll be back in just a few moments. Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. A little driving and crying there. Fly Me Courageous. There's a song you probably forgot about. So there's a movement in Provincetown. The Provincetown Select Board is holding a public hearing on June 24th, next week, with a proposal to create a walk-only zone on Commercial Street in the center of town that would ban bicycles but still allow cars. So they've had some issues there with some recent crashes on Commercial Street, which if you've ever driven on Commercial Street, it's people go the wrong way all the time. I know I did it last time I was in Provincetown. It can be a real disaster down there. But the solution is to have a proposed bike ban zone that would prohibit bicycles, electric bicycles, scooters, and any other motorized vehicles other than motor vehicles from traveling on Commercial Street between Center Street and Masonic Place. Anyone on a pedal bike, an e-bike, a scooter, or other similar wheeled or electric-powered device of any kind would have to dismount and walk through the area between Memorial Day and Labor Day. Pedestrians, motor vehicles, and wheelchairs would still be allowed to travel through this area. The problem is the cars. But they think that taking the bicycles away, the scooters, the e-bikes, they think that that's going to solve the issue. The issue is the cars. And there's nothing you can do. You can't widen the roadway. You can't really change the flow of traffic. I mean, to be honest with you, I would say you'd have to ban cars during the tour season from Commercial Street. But I've been there in the off season. I would go down and do paranormal lectures at the library at Halloween time. And you still have people that are doing things the wrong way, going the wrong way. Again, me being one of them. Now, if I do go to Provincetown, I use my GPS app, so it tells me the right way to go. But this is their solution, is to say, well, you have to walk your bike through that area. Now, it can be a very heavily populated area with pedestrians, and a lot of people probably have to dismount their bikes anyway when they're in a crowded group of people. But to make that the law and not address the vehicles going through, I think is short-sighted. But that hearing is happening on June 24th. We'll try and keep you updated with any information that comes out of it. But a lot of people probably if you go to Provincetown, you're coming from this area, you're going down for the day, you're parking somewhere, you're walking up and down Commercial Street, going to all the shops. So you don't even think twice about it. But if you ever have to drive through it, you'll realize that this is there's got to be a better way. But I don't think the better way is by banning the bicycles. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemail on the WBSM app. Coming up on the next hour, it's more of You and I. And then after that, it's South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Now, it is Wednesday. So normally Chris would have Mayor Mitchell in, but it's also a holiday. So I don't know if Mayor Mitchell is off today and if there's other things that he has to be at. So Chris, if you're listening, let me know. But if not, Chris has plenty to talk about with you. And he always has great guests and great conversation. Right now, though, I've got to take my final break of this hour. We will be back in just a few.
Skiffle on the wooden cross, blackbird in the barn. 400 empty acres that used to be my farm. Grew up like my daddy did, my grandpa killed his land.
And welcome back in, 508-996-0500. We'll take more of your calls coming up in the next hour. We've only got about a minute left here before we're going to go to the news. And, of course, we can take your app chat messages and your open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And you can always get a hold of us any time of day using the app. You can send app chat messages to any of the shows. Just, you know, pick which show you want to send it to. And then we can check it later. You can also record those open line voicemails anytime you want, too. And we can play them back on the show. So if something hits you later on in the day that you think of, or something catches your attention and you want to share and you don't want to have to wait until the next morning, you can always send it over anytime with the WBSM app. And if you haven't downloaded it already, you can do so from your app store or from WBSM.com. It is brought to you by our friends at South Coast.